People tell you what's best for your health care. Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Recapping one of our top stories, former Vice President Joe Biden and actor Robert De Niro were the latest targets of suspicious packages discovered Thursday. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if the president should be blamed in any way.
The president is certainly not responsible for sending suspicious packages to someone, no more than Bernie Sanders was responsible for a supporter of his shooting up a Republican baseball field practice last year. The idea that this is at the hands of the president is absolutely ridiculous.
A small Hawaiian island has completely disappeared from the force of a hurricane. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
According to scientists, East Island was almost entirely washed away by the storm. Hurricane Welaka was one of the most powerful storms ever recorded. East Island and Turn Island are part of the French frigate shoals in the far western reaches of the Hawaiian chain. The island and the coral reef around it were an endangered habitat for monk seals and green sea turtles. Welaka was a Category 4 storm that made a fishhook turn, so East Island absorbed the brunt of its power. Neighboring Turn Island also had its shape altered by the hurricane.
Megyn Kelly's NBC News show was reportedly in jeopardy of being canceled amid growing backlash over her defense of the use of blackface. Kelly apologized Wednesday for the comments that she made Tuesday during a Halloween segment. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I haven't for the past couple of weeks, we haven't really done much in terms of ripoffs and scams. Just gave you a couple one. One more we'll do today because I've got a lot we've got to go over. I do. I don't know if this name rings a bell. We talked about her here on the program in the past. Her name is Carmen Segarra. She's got a book coming out, Non-Compliant. A Lone Whistleblower Exposes the Giants of Wall Street. It is about a 350-page book. She she basically got on tape. Got on tape. Conversations. Conversations basically documenting, showing the very cozy relationship between the big brokerage firms and the regulators. And how the regulators bend over backwards. Bend over backwards to allow firms like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan to do whatever the hell they want. This has always been the case. We've always talked about this here on the program. We've likened the various different fines that these firms pay to parking tickets. Because that's really all they are. It is a cost of doing business. And it's wrong. It's wrong. And part of the problem is that we have banks now that, quite frankly, are too big to fail. Nothing in the United States should be too big to fail. That too big to fail is socialist. That's what happens in socialist and communist countries. Companies are too big to fail. I won't even go all out communist. Let's just go back 20-something years ago. When you talk about all of these European airliners, right? They're the carrier for the country. Air France, Alitalia, Olympic Air. None of those companies ever made any money. The people working there had all sorts of cushy contracts. I remember reading one of the best jobs you can get in the entire world is to be an Italian pilot. Those companies were too big to fail until eventually these countries kind of got with the program. Well, we have banks in this country, supposedly the worldwide bastion of capitalism, that are too big to fail. And because they're too big to fail, they're too big to prosecute. Now, I didn't say that. You know who said that? Eric Holder, Attorney General for Barack Obama, possible presidential candidate in 2020, talked about how these big banks are too big to prosecute. So they have basically carte blanche. They can do whatever the hell they want. It doesn't matter. Sure, they'll get caught. What happens? They pay a fine. Who pays the fine? Does the person who committed the wrongdoing, the people who are responsible, do they pay the fine? Hell no! The shareholders do. The shareholders pay the fine. I've equated it to a cost of doing business. One of our clients owned one of the biggest produce suppliers in New York City. And they get a lot of parking tickets. They get a lot of parking tickets over the course of the year. What do? They pay them. But they go down, they bring all the parking tickets that they get. They send regular food baskets down there. They cut a check. They cut a deal. And the tickets go away. And they come to some sort of agreement. But, again, those tickets are a cost of doing business. What are they going to do? They have to deliver their produce, do they not? It is what it is. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the economy. One of the groups out there that ranks global economies based upon their competitiveness has come out and declared that the United States is the world's most competitive economy. This is the World Economic Forum. These are the fuddy-duddies that put on Davos. This is the first time we've achieved this ranking in 10 years. In 10 years. And it goes through various different, they look at various different things from business dynamism, labor markets, financial system, innovation, market size. Who's in second? Singapore, Germany, Switzerland, Japan. You also have Holland, Hong Kong, the UK, Sweden, and Denmark round out the top 10. Now, is that not good news? Is that not good news? Again, Donald Trump tweeted out a little bit something about it. News media is not covering it. Of course. Can't. Okay. I don't know what it's like to be one of these people, one of these leftists nowadays. I don't know what it's like to be in their heads when everything around them, as far as their belief system is concerned, is falling apart before their very eyes. Everything that they believed in, everything that Barack Obama pushed, everything that Hillary Clinton was pushing on the campaign trail has turned out to be wrong. How are you guys handling this? Are you just ignoring it? Are you smoking a lot of pot? Are you, I don't know, you doing shots? What are you doing? Because you're most certainly not accepting it. It's, I mean, don't ever a light bulb go off in your head and say, aha, I understand what those people on the right and conservatives have been talking about when it comes to freeing up the economy and economic freedom. Oh, wow, look at that. You know that job openings hit a record in August. 7.14 million for the month. 7.14 million for the month. Go to certain countries in Europe where the unemployment rate for young people, people in their 20s and early 30s, is 25 to 40%. And explain to them that we have over 7 million job openings in the United States right now that are not filled. Open. Think about that. You know that the amount of people looking for jobs in the United States? 6.23 million. See, I look at things this way. Again, I base things in reality. We should have a 0% unemployment rate. Why should anybody be unemployed when there are 7 million job openings in the country that need to be filled? And we're going to get into welfare maybe a little bit later on in the program today, but I've always kind of believed that, starvation is a hell of a motivator. Anyway, let's go on here. Manufacturing confidence at all-time high. Companies now, major corporations, are luring new workers with college coaching and student debt repayment. Belief in American exceptionalism among global investors has never been higher. A record 37% of small business owners are raising wages. What else do you want to hear, people? I don't care how much Donald Trump annoys the hell out of you. I don't care how much you've been taught your entire life to hate Republicans. Do you want to go back? Yeah, you ever see people, oh, I miss Barack Obama. Why? What? Because you thought he was cool? Because you thought he was cool. Because he didn't tweet stuff like horseface on Twitter? What? You'd really like to go back to the way the economy was before? You know, it's funny. Barack Obama's gone missing. Where in the world is Barack Obama? You notice how he's not out there campaigning? You notice that? You seen Barack out there in the campaign trail? I think he's afraid of actually somebody actually asking him the question, putting a microphone in front of his face and saying, hey, Barack, What do you think about that economy, huh? We're the world's most competitive economy in the world now. Look at the unemployment rate. Look at all this stuff. How come you couldn't do that? He didn't want to answer that question. Want to be anywhere near that. Anyway, gonna take a quick break right here. We get back. We're going to do a little bit of Inside Wall Street, and we're going to discuss this past week. We had the announcement that Uber wants to go public in 2019. That's right. Next year, Uber wants to go public. We're going to talk about that. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at hashtag BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
Hey, Watchdog listeners. Are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. When I grow
tired of you. It's the second time I heard this song this week. Yeah, the Association. I'm a proud owner of an original of this and vinyl, thanks to my dad. Quite the album collection. I'm not that old, okay? I wasn't buying Association. I'm not that old. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're gonna talk about Uber. We're gonna talk about Lyft. And again, these are teachable moments. And understanding how Wall Street works. Now, I used to just
full disclosure, I used to do investment banking. Okay? I used to be involved in investment banking, and I've told all the prospectuses that would come across my desk and the things that I looked back in the day. And one of the things we actually do at Markowski Investments, and people are kind of shocked by this, is we consult. Yeah, we consult businesses, our clients. Our clients, they want to start a business. They want us to take a look at a business plan, something that they're working on, and we help them with that. And you know what? We don't charge them for that stuff. I actually enjoy it. I really do. It's something I truly, truly enjoy. I love helping people out with their businesses. I love seeing people succeed. It's a wonderful thing. Building businesses up, it's exciting. It is. But one of the things that I understand when it comes to business is that you want to get in the black. You're starting a business to make money. You want to build something. You want to build a bit of a legacy that you can maybe hand on to your kids. Maybe down the road, someone else will want it and buy it and keep that business going. Especially if you put your name on it. So let's talk a little bit about Uber. I've made fun of Uber on several occasions here on the program. And I've made fun of its business because I don't get it. Now, as a service, as a company, I love it. I love it. I haven't used it yet here in the States. I haven't used it in the States, but when I was in London this past summer, I used it all the time, and it was cheaper. It was cheaper for my family of five to take an Uber wherever we wanted to go than it was for us to take the tube. Public transportation was cheaper. And I found it fascinating. Because, again, I look at businesses and I say, wow, what a cool app. This is neat. Wow, look it. I can see where the car is, where it's going to meet us. I know I can tip here at the end. All of these very neat, 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 cool, neat, awesome. Then comes the one small problem. I see the car that's picking us up. Very nice car. I also can take a look at what petrol costs, fuel costs are in London. And I'm saying to myself, there is no way that this guy made money on that trip. There's no way that he made money. There's no way that he could support a family. So what does that mean? He's not doing it for free. He's not losing money. What that means is that the company is subsidizing my ride. Investors have put money into Uber. The money that they put into Uber is going to subsidize my ride from my hotel to the restaurant that I went to. Now, how in the world is that a sustainable business model? I don't get it. I don't. And one can look only at the numbers. One can look at the numbers. Revenues for Uber, great stuff as far as revenues are concerned. But these businesses are interesting. And that the more money that they make, the more money they lose. The same thing holds true because this past week, Lyft, which is the competitor, they also announced that they too want to go public in 2019. Now, here's the kicker when it comes to Uber. The investment bankers in this deal put the valuation at $120 billion. Now, when I see that, I instantly think of Dr. Evil, okay, and Austin Powers. $1 million. No, $120 billion. Okay, that is bigger than, well, that's bigger than General Motors, Ford, a couple others combined. Combined. That's how big that is. And it's never made a dime. There's a race on right now. There's a race. It doesn't matter. Okay, this is the one thing that's different today when it comes to Wall Street and it comes to Main Street. There's a disconnect. Wall Street could give a damn about whether or not a company is going to make money or whether or not a company is going to make it. Back in the day when I was told by a titan on Wall Street, big investment banker, Markowski, you know what the hell you're talking about? Earnings don't matter anymore. And I didn't get it. I said, what do you mean earnings don't matter anymore? He was being kind of cryptic in a way. Earnings don't matter to Wall Street anymore. They don't care. They don't care. This wasn't always the case, but it most certainly has become the case since the dot-com boom on through. It doesn't matter to them whether or not a company is going to make it. It doesn't matter whether a company is going to be viable. All that matters is whether or not they can sell it to you and make a fortune. Oh, I'll explain in greater detail. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages that were sent. Two of those packages were sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters, one at her local office in California and the other in Washington, D.C. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz joined Fox News to talk about where he believes there is a breakdown when it comes to protecting elected officials.
Where the system does break down, if I'm being candid about it, is when members go back to their home offices. You know, at W. Wasserman Schultz, what she's dealing with in Florida, they don't have those types of protocol. They don't have that type of protocol in place.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor said on Thursday that new evidence indicated that the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi had been premeditated. A weekend nor'easter will soak the East Coast with rain, strong winds, and coastal flooding, and even some snow to the interior parts of the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please,
high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Nancy Markowski, you don't know what you're talking about. Earnings don't matter, you jerk.
Nobody liked me back in the 1990s on Wall Street. No. And because I spoke the truth, nobody wanted to hear it. Like, Colonel Jessup, you can't handle the truth. Uber. Again, listen, maybe they have some magic formula that they're keeping under wraps at headquarters. Maybe. Maybe they have some magic formula in how they're going to go about making money. But I've yet to see it. Now, again, who doesn't like their service? It's very convenient. It is very, very convenient. But again, it's subsidized. It's subsidized by investors. That would be the first question I would ask. Is how much more a ride would cost if it wasn't subsidized. And then you get into whether or not down the road people are going to be willing to pay that price. It's almost like a dumping type of a philosophy where it's almost like they're looking to outlast cabs. And they figure maybe if they can put the entire cab business out of business, then when eventually they have to raise their prices, they'll be the only game in town. But again, I don't see it. You keep making more money, more people keep using your service, and you keep losing more. Again, I remember that service. I've talked about it here on the program. Company during the 1990s. Cozimo or Cozmo. And a whole they would deliver movies to your door in major cities and also Ben and Jerry's ice cream. That company traded publicly. I kid you not. It was touted highly because an ex-Goldman Sachs guy worked at the company. It's a joke. It was a pathetic joke. But again, it didn't matter. And people, listen to me. This is the key. And this is what you need to understand. And what week after week, year after year, decade after decade, right here on this program. How many shows out there can say that? Decade after decade. I've been telling you the same thing. They don't give a crap about you. Do you understand some of the early investors in Uber? One of the early investors in Uber here, they put in $1.6 million back in 2010, 2011. If Uber goes public at $120 billion valuation, that $1.6 million investment is worth $5 billion. $5 billion. Do you know how many well-heeled, moneyed people are salivating for this thing to go public? Do you know how this thing is going to be touted in the mainstream media, in the press, all over? What? Why? It's going to make the firms a fortune. It's going to make all of these well-heeled people a fortune, all of the early investors. That's all they need to have happen is for you to buy it. That's it. For you to buy it. Or for your dumb pension fund to buy into it. And give it that $120 billion valuation, because what are they going to do? Sell. They're going to sell. They're going to want out. What do you think? They're going to hold on to the company? They're going to, do you think they're going to hold $1.6 million investment, now worth $5 billion? Do you think they're going to hold on to it? Hell no. They're going to make like Steve Miller, take the money and run. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And that's the entire point. Now, this is why Wall Street has changed. It's changed dramatically. Investment banking, in many respects, back in the day, there was a concern about growing companies and building companies over time. Now, how it's set up is, listen, you get all of this insider money, and we basically drive the valuation of this thing up privately. Then we take the thing public and we pull the rug out on all investors. It is a Ponzi scheme no different than Jordan Belfort and Stratton Oakmont and the Wolf on Wall Street. It's the same thing, except bigger. Except bigger. I mentioned this last week on the program. Remember Stratton Oakmont? And in that movie, The Wolf on Wall Street, they take Steve Madden's shoes public. Steve Madden makes money. It makes money. Anybody see Uber making money anytime soon? Uber just had to do a bond deal, a junk bond deal. They raised $1.5 billion because they got to continue to subsidize drivers. They don't have enough cash at 8%. 8%. Geez, my little company can borrow money at much better rates than that. Look out below. That's all I got to say. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. How can I ever change things?
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Again, I mean, the worst secret in business. Sears is going bankrupt. Oh, man. You know, again, if there ever was a good time for a company with quite a few employees to go bankrupt, it would be now, because there's a lot of companies out there looking. Listen, this guy has done one bad thing after another over the years. He failed to get on board when it comes to basically rejiggering his business to modern times, and they could have. If they wanted to be, talk about missing the ball. Sears could have been Amazon, but they didn't do it. This is a business lesson. You better be growing at all times. You better be growing, or guess what? You're going to die. And you better understand that sometimes your old way of doing things may change, and you just might have to adapt. Remember, Kodak refused to adapt. Kodak had a great business, right? Oh, yeah, people pay a fortune for film, and then they pay a fortune to develop the film. Why would we want to get out of that? Well, there's this new technology, this digital, where you don't have to do that. No, 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 that's not going to make it. Well, guess what? It did. They failed to adapt. They failed to grow. They didn't invest in their stores. For whatever reason it may be, they decided to acquire Kmart. Kmart has had its name in the mud for
For crying out loud, we can go back. I said, go back to the movie The Rain Man, where Dustin Hoffman's character eventually comes to the realization that Kmart sucks. Have you ever walked in any of these stores lately? I mean, if you want to be depressed, walk in one. They're that bad. So the idea that we should try to hang on or try to keep this thing going is absurd. You know, I want to just put this in perspective. The company had $55 billion in revenues not too long ago, back in 2004. $55 billion. Bad investments, bad ownership, bad leadership across the board. Again, I used to like when I was a kid getting that Sears catalog around Christmas time. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Is all you have to do to make it real.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Dead or alive. Ladies, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. Mortgage rates on 30-year home loans going up. Going up at 5%. 8-year high. Okay. mortgage on my first home, I'd have to say, was 7.25%. And guess what? Guess what? There weren't zombies in the streets and there wasn't Armageddon. Borrowing money was just more expensive. What does this mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. Housing prices are going to come down. That's all. Here's some advice. Here's some advice that your real estate agent will not give you. Relax a little bit. That's right. See, they're going to try to tell you the opposite. They're going to say, buy now. Rates are going up. You better buy now. It's getting more expensive. No. Rates are going up. They're not going to get much higher than they are now. What needs to adjust is the price of homes. That's all. That's all. Eventually, the price of homes will come down. There's a balance. It's just that simple. People can afford to pay X amount of dollars a month. What is part of your mortgage bill? Interest payment, principal payment, taxes, insurance. It all has to work out. If that number is what you want to pay, if that number is, let's say, $2,000 a month, and it is a mixture of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, if one of those variables, in this case, interest, has gone up, and that portion of $2,000 is being gobbled up by interest, okay, guess what? The taxes aren't going to change. The insurance is not going to change. What has to change? The principal, meaning that the price of the home will come down. This is not magic. It's math. It's math. I know these are things that they don't probably put on the real estate broker test, but they probably should. Anyway, you have questions in regards to understanding the realities of it. Again, call us. We'll point you in the right direction. We'll explain it to you. And in fact, even if you want, you can go do a little homework all by yourself. You go to our website at watchdogonwallstreet.com. You're getting several columns on this stuff. All right, I mentioned this earlier on in the program and said I was going to get to it, and I want to follow through. It was a piece by Phil Graham and John Early in the Wall Street Journal talking about the war on poverty, talking about government and rescuing the poor. They're right. They said the war on poverty is not a struggle simply to support people. It's an effort. This is Lyndon Johnson. It's an effort to allow them to develop and use their capacities. During the 20 years, people, the 20 years before the war on poverty, the portion of the nation living in poverty had dropped to 14.7%. From 32.1. Again, this is without any government intervention. With no war on poverty, no nothing. We had poverty go from 32% of the country down to 14.7. Now, today, 12.7% is the number. We've spent over $25 trillion and we've got it to 12.7%. 3%. Basically, poverty has been unchanged over the past 50 years. That's right. And let's put this into perspective. Transfers, money transfers, targeted to low-income families have increased from $3,070 per person in 1965. This is inflation-adjusted. You understand? To $34,093. Yeah. Average. That is the average. It's gone from $3,000 to $34,000 a year. That was more money than the kids with bachelor's degrees were making when I was graduating from college many, many, many moons ago. That's how much you're getting a year on average in transfer payments if you're poor. And we're talking Section 8 housing. We're talking food stamps. We're talking all of this stuff. And that doesn't even include other payments like Medicare, like Social Security. Do you understand that? Again, you want to think about it this way. People who didn't pay much into Social Security are getting quite the deal. The lowest quintile earners can receive as much as 10 times the lifetime benefits received by the people who pay the most. And I've said this again in the program. I pay my Social Security taxes, my FICA taxes, and I don't even think of them as a FICA tax. It's tax. There's no different. Just call it income tax, because that's what it is. It's a transfer payment. That's all. I'm not going to get my money out of that. Put it to you this way. If I came to your door and I gave you the same exact investment scam that the government is doing, they'd throw me in jail. They would throw me in jail. Now, the reason why this number hasn't changed in regards to poverty is, guess what? The Census Bureau doesn't count the transfer payments. They don't count. If they did, what? We would have what? Poverty stricken at what? 2%? 3%? People, we've talked about this before on the program. Welfare? Like a drug. We need to lift people up and get them off, not keep them on. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The FBI and local authorities are investigating at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. Retired FBI Dave Cavorte joined Fox News to talk about what the FBI is looking for.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to be looking specifically at everything from fingerprints. They're going to be looking at DNA evidence, potentially. They're going to be looking at the types of components, the types of metals that were actually utilized, some of the chemicals that may potentially have been utilized in this particular situation, right down to the packaging.
A $25,000 reward is now being offered for information in the search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss has been missing from Barron, Wisconsin since October 15th, when a mysterious 911 call led deputies to discover that her parents had been killed at her family's home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Google's adding something new. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new function on Google makes it easier to delete your search history. It was launched on Wednesday and allows desktop, mobile, and Google app users to delete that search history right from the search page. You just have to click on Control Your Data in Google Search, and that will delete your recent or all of your search history. The new search menu also allows users to adjust their ad settings and activity controls to decide what information Google saves to their account. The update comes after several recent data privacy scandals affecting Google users in particular.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is planning on sending 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border as a caravan of 4,000 migrants make their way toward the United States. The numbers on that caravan have dropped from about 14,000 down to 4,000, with many migrants turning around and heading back to their home country. You're listening to USA Radio News.